up, don't shoot! Hands up, don't shoot! Hands up!
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me. Years ago, we had the ashram. That was the only way of saying we had each other.
Each room or environment is its own universe in a way.
The Brahmins and the Kshatriyas, the merchant class, they took over their piece of the city. 20 years after an Indian man couldn't get a fucking manager position, we had the favor of the presidency. God bless. That's what the wokies don't realize. If I got one thing against the outcriers, it's this. No one gives it to you. You have to take it. Plans reveal themselves to you when you hold an image in your mind. Your mind can move you towards any result you want. There's only one contingency with this. You can't hold conflicting thoughts and desires. That's why you often get stuck. At least I did. Here's a surface level example. Do you want to run a sub 3-hour marathon? Or do you want to put on 10 pounds of muscle? Both goals are possible, but to set both at the same time is to go nowhere. For the most part, that's how it is. We set conflicting goals and desires all the time. And it's rare that the things that are good for your business are also fully good for your health. Let's say you want to 10x the revenue of your business. You might need to get on a lot more meetings, sales calls, technical calls, training people up, learning more. That allotment of time might not allow you to walk 10, 12, 14,000 steps a day. And all of that extra cognitive work you're doing is going to increase your appetite. Your brain is consuming more glucose. As a result, it might not be good to set your biggest business goal in the same season that you want to get leaner. That's why I believe in breaking up life into different arcs and different seasons, different strategic moves for different eras. You can have anything, you just can't have it all at once. Status is an interesting thing because it doesn't exist in the material world. You can't buy status directly. Status is more like an idea. Status is a story that we tell ourselves. And yet this story has the power to persuade. The story is powerful. These stories are actually what build businesses. And 100xing your status is not an easy thing to do. In fact, even 1.2xing your status, your influence in society, is extremely difficult. And anyone who tells you otherwise should be wholly ignored. Our baseline is to be invisible in a competitive marketplace. And we have to fight with a lot of power to prove something else. At the same time though, asking ourselves powerful questions triggers new ideas. It triggers new insights. And so in this video, I want to give a few ideas that I've been thinking about when it comes to increasing your status. The first idea is this: you need to magnetize yourself internally. It is interesting to think that we can choose to get ourselves pumped. At any moment, at any period of time, you can get yourself completely amped. And you can also function in the opposite direction. You can get yourself to feel complete despair, shame, regret, remorse. I know I could do that really easily in either direction. You can just get yourself to get into a certain state of mind really quickly if you just think about it long enough and hard enough. Pickup artists from the past knew this really well. So they would actually do these like self-delusion exercises before they would go out and hit the streets. They would get themselves into a certain state of mind. Tony Robbins talks about this all the time as well. You can generate certain states within yourself. And yet, how often do we go into the world and consciously choose the state that we want to be in before we interact with the world? I challenge you for one day to completely believe in yourself. Falsely, delusionally, whatever it takes, wake up the next morning and believe in yourself perfectly and see how the world changes. See how the world responds to you. Then tomorrow morning when you wake up, give yourself a fresh start, snap your fingers, and tell yourself, I am a complete badass. This day is my bitch, and I'm going to crush this day. Imagine that there's a movie scene that's starting, and you're like in this some epic movie, like Limitless, and a voiceover narrator at the start of the film is saying, you see this guy here? This guy is a multi-millionaire entrepreneur, and he generates amazing works through his creative ideas. See what that does for you. See how you conduct yourself in that day. It's strange to think, but the world immediately responds to the energy that you generate in your mind. Your mind really does pull in new realities to you just by the way you think. And we often fall into lower level baseline thinking. We're often just disgruntled, especially first thing in the morning when you're not conscious of yourself. And that affects your whole day. And these thoughts that we believe over and over again, these beliefs that we hold, they actually shape our reality. But simply by your thinking, simply by your visualization, just by getting amped, you can change your reality. The greatest man, said Seneca, is he who chooses right with invincible determination. And once you decide in your mind that something will be a certain way, it will be so. In his book, The Master Key System, Charles Hanel writes that wealth is the offspring of power. This got me thinking, how do I generate power in my own life? What are the things that have worked well for me so that I'm naturally magnetized in the mind? The first thing that I noticed is cardio. When I do cardio, especially early in the morning, it just secretes BDNF. You know, it's funny, I don't do any drills. I don't do any kicking drills. I don't even know what I'm doing, actually. But I've been getting faster in this new season of swimming. I just show up and I like make up my own workout. And really, I swim as hard as I can for as many laps as I can. I have more creative ideas. I feel more oxygenated. I feel sharper. I feel better. A sleep score of over 85 on my Oura Ring, which charges up my subconscious mind to fully function. I get more creative ideas and hunches when I'm just well rested. Inspired action by writing a list and doing all that you can on it, especially doing the stuff that scares you. Wallace D. Wattles had written a very famous book called The Science of Getting Rich, and in it, perhaps the most famous line of that book is do all that can be done each day. And I find that the best way to trigger what all that can be done each day is to write it out on a piece of paper. Write down all that you can think of in regards to a certain pursuit. And on that list, you'll notice that some of the ideas you generate, they will scare you. You should do everything you can on that list. You should do all that you can each day, but you should especially do the stuff that scares you, because that's what releases the most amount of energy. And the last idea is semen retention. At my age, at 32 years old, I've noticed that it takes me like around 20 days or even more to get fully charged up. But after 20 days of retention, I have a lot of latent energy, a lot of latent power that I'm simply able to tap into. So what generates power in your own life? Power must be generated internally, ideally, for it to translate into wealth in your life in a multitude of facets. But to have a certain plan reveal itself to you, to have God or the divine tell you what your path is, you need that magnetism internally. And that magnetism is going to tell you the plan, which is going to lead to that big breakthrough in your life, which is going to generate status. The second idea is this. Chase performance, strength, speed, or skill. Muscle is a byproduct of strength. At the very least, I would say it is at least 80% the byproduct of strength. If I knew nothing else about you, but I knew that you could bench 225 pounds for 5 reps, I would know that you are decently strong, probably have a very decent upper body build. In fact, beyond very decent, probably a very solid physique. If you build yourself up slowly but surely to some impressive numbers on some key lifts, you'll get a dramatic result. But how strong are you really on the key lifts? For me, I've been on my own fitness journey coming up on 4 years now, 3.5 years that I've been very, very committed to fitness, both in terms of strength, but also endurance. And yet I've only progressed so far in strength. Some numbers that I'm working towards are 90 pounds on the weighted pull-up for 6 reps, 135 pounds on the overhead press for 6 reps, and a 455 pound deadlift for 5 reps. The best I ever got was 405 on the deadlift for 6, which hopefully translates to a 1 rep max of 486, getting very close to a 500 pound deadlift. Strength is primitive. Strength is powerful. And I can't tell you why, I can't tell you how it is, but it simply generates status. More so internally, but it gets you more status. Especially if you keep a relatively lean body fat while you're getting stronger, you just get better. You just generate this internal sense of excellence that is perceived and bleeds into your life and work. Now, after a certain amount of progression, hitting new standards on your lifts becomes exceedingly difficult. So to progress, you need to really, really need in your soul, you need to need that personal record. It gets to a point where you have to have like 0.25 pound or 0.25 kilogram microplates on either side of your overhead press for it to continue to progress, because it just starts to stall after a period of time. So you need to make these smaller bumps, smaller progressions. The same thing applies to speed. If you make a commitment to get to a sub 5 minute mile, the process of getting to that goal, the process of working towards that goal is transformative. Training for a high level of performance will also motivate you to live better. You'll just find yourself naturally wanting to eat cleaner, to sleep on time, to stay on top of hydration. You're going to end up eating Brazil nuts and taking boron supplements because you want your hormone levels to be optimal. Needing a physical pursuit, a physical goal, working towards that, it just generates almost like a purity of conduct. I find that without some sort of physical pursuit that's at the forefront of my mind, I naturally will slip towards some degenerate habits, okay? Like alcohol consumption. You know, it's just very hard to do heroin late at night if you know you have to wake up at 6 a.m. the next day for a swim session. I'm being hyperbolic, but you get the picture. Working towards physical excellence, working towards a very difficult physical pursuit. And this could be anything. It could be calisthenics. It could be skill-based. It could be like some progression in rock climbing. But, you know, strength, speed, or skill, if you work towards any of those in any season of your life definitively, it's just very hard to not have a pure, clean conduct that gets you to the next level. The third idea is this. You have to do something big, and you got to show it off. There's no getting around this. Status is hard-earned. You will have to do something big that speaks for yourself. Leonardo DiCaprio has status no matter what room he walks into and what he says. That's because his body of work speaks for itself. Now, you don't have to be Leonardo DiCaprio, but you have to do the same. You have to create a portfolio, a body of work that speaks for itself. And I find that even more than YouTube, the best medium to show your portfolio of work is Instagram. At the very least, you gotta work towards something big and you need to document its process. Now, if you're interested, I've said this like 25 times at this point, but I do offer a coaching program in which I work with people to build out their digital portfolio, to become better content creators, to be able to generate more opportunities online just through the portfolio of work that they build on YouTube and Instagram. So if you're curious on what working with me one-on-one might look like, there's a link in the description that you can check out. But regardless, if you want 100x your status, you have to do something big. The nice thing though is that a new level of excellence, of achievement, of mental power is completely possible. And the plans for that will reveal themselves to you specifically for you. The most important thing then is for you to be able to listen to your internal environment, because the goal and the plan will reveal itself to you if you hold that image in your mind. It is not I that doeth the works, but the Father that dwelleth in me. You can call this presence God, the divine, the infinite intelligence, or anything else. But the spark of creation that is inside you can solve any problem. It has its own latent knowledge, and it can take you down any path you want to go on. It can really get you towards any result that you want. The ultimate question behind how to increase your status is more to do with how to pull the best out of yourself. If you hold on to a vision, you're naturally going to start getting ideas that you can act upon. And as a result of taking those inspired actions, you will naturally come across new breakthroughs. So the last idea, what's a good timeline for this? I would say it's 8 months. 8 months. In 8 months' time, with complete focus and very little fall off, you can stack on a few different strategic moves. One of my core beliefs in life is that to hit any key milestone, you have to complete like the strategic move of that season. The strategic move being the upper end of what is completely realistic in like 3 months' time, 8 to 12 weeks' time. And I think if you stack on three big strategic moves, which should take you anywhere from 8 to 9 months, you will achieve something really, really substantial. It's like three big arcs, three big wins that went really well with you. Now, the number one thing that hurts people in this regard, the number one reason for not hitting a big milestone in 8 months' time is boredom. Because when you've worked towards something substantial or a big milestone, you'll find that the plan is very repetitive and there's a lot of boredom in the process. And even in that boredom, there's a lot of self-doubt. And you simply have to understand that you're not doing anything wrong if your days look similar day in and day out in the pursuit of something meaningful. There's just a couple of actions that you gotta repeat over and over again. And in the middle of that process, if the days blur together, if they feel similar, that's actually a sign that you're doing things right. So for instance, let's say you wanna do a lean bulk. Fitness is like the easiest example to give in this regard, so that's why I always turn to it. But if you're in a really true proper calorie surplus of just 200 or 300 calories per day, at most, you will gain 1 to 2 pounds every month. Now, if you do things properly, if you track your lifts and you do everything great, you can put on 1 to 2 pounds of muscle every month for like 8 months. Really, to do a bulk optimally, you should do it for at least 4 months. Then it can go up to like 8 months. That is a significant thing. To put on 10 or 12 pounds of muscle in 8 months' time, and then to get rid of the excess fat that you would have gained in that period of time, that would have a dramatic result in your life, people would perceive you really differently. I mean, if you can just imagine 10 or 12 pounds of muscle just spread across your body and then 5 pounds of fat like stripped off your frame, you have no idea what that would do for just the way you come across. Just like inherently in your physiology, you just come across different. And that would have a huge result. Now, you can apply this in any context. For instance, if you're working on a film, if you're working on a feature film project like we are, 8 or 9 months of solid effort with pre-production, with scripting, with getting people on location, with doing shoots. We have our own process for doing that. 8 or 9 months of consistency in that regard and just showing up to the work, regardless of the repetitive nature of it or regardless of how the empty page, the blank page might feel, certainly we would get to a substantial result. But it takes just having that freedom of mind to just execute things kind of like with complete detachment before we get to that result. But if you do that, 8 or 9 months in, the result becomes really substantial. And I think in that period of time, you can have a definitive effect on your status. There's been some books in the past that have helped me pull back on my perspective with where I'm at and let me see that I'm actually doing okay. One of them is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And another one is The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Those books really tell you that where you're at right now is probably completely fine if you're on the right path in the long-term scheme of things. You're not doing anything wrong if you're staying on the path and not seeing results. It's also helpful for me to read stories about people who have put in years of effort to get somewhere. I like thinking about Alan Rickman, who got his first acting role at 42 years old, or many of my most wealthy clients that had to put in years of effort. And what ends up being like years of toil and drudgery in someone's life ends up being just one or two lines in their Wikipedia page or biography. So if you're on the right path and you can tell that you're on the right path, but you're not seeing any results, you're probably not doing anything wrong. You're just on the path.
You know John Lennon?
Yeah, sure. He was president before Lincoln.
Lennon said, I'm an artist. You give me a fucking tuba and I'll squeeze something out of it.
I'll tell you what, Nico. I'll have to squeeze some fucking money out of it.
Smart mouth. Too bad.
How many of your guys have been with you long enough to be disgruntled, huh? Think about it. You don't pay very much, you know? This whole enterprise is fucked. There's only one question, and you know it. Who thinks they can do what you do better than you?
The only person who can do what I do is me. A lot of people had to die for me to be me. You wanna be me?
I probably could be you, Nikhil. Yeah, I know that much. But I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you.
Heavy lies the crown sort of thing?
And for those of us who are willing to stay on that path, on, to us I say greatness is certainly coming.